Morning, Masechta Zvachim. We are in the 10th paragraph to Mishnah Hay. The Mishnah tells us that Kol Hachatos Shebatorah Kodmos LaShamos. That when it comes to the different sacrifices, if we have two different ones that are at the same time, we say that a chatas, a sin offering, comes before an asham, which is a guilt offering. And the reason why the chatas, the sin offering, comes first, which we already mentioned in Mishnah Beis, is because there are more applications of its dam, of its blood, on the mizbeach, for, as well as on the foundation, as on the yesod. And therefore, since it was applied more, therefore that takes place first. However, there's an exception to this rule. Chutz mi'ashem mitzora, when it comes to the guilt offering, an asham, which is brought by a person who is a mitzora, who has saras, which of course for the sin of lashon hara, mineshehu ba alidei hechsher, because this person is improving themselves, and therefore because they are not only improving themselves from not speaking lashon hara, but also the physical blemish of tsaras is removed. Therefore, that embarrassment is so great that we would want that carbon to be given first. Kol ha'ashamos Shebatorah boyin b'nei shtayim. When it comes to the giving of these offerings of the asham, it's necessary that the animal or the ram has to be at least 2 years old, or at least b'nei shtayim in its second year, which means that it's already completed its first year, which means it's in its 13th month. And this is derived from various psukim. Muvoyin b'kesef shkolim, also the minimal amount of this, the value of this animal, must be 2 silver shkolim. And the reason for this is straight from the pasuk. The pasuk tells us, b'yerkecha kesef shkolim. And it says kesef, which is silver, shkolim, plural, and therefore must be at least 2 silver coins. However, this is only referring to those, in general, asham, most guilt offerings, which are of ram. However, chutz mi asham nazir v'asham mitzara shein boyin b'nei shenasin v'einim boyin b'kesh shkolim. The Mishnah tells us, in conclusion, this exception, when it comes to the guilt offering of a nazir, as well as that of the mitzara, which we just talked about a moment ago, that in those situations, the offering is not of a ram, and therefore, it does not have to be 2 years old, but rather it could even be b'nei shenasin, which means before its first birthday, and they do not have to come because of shkolim, because the pasuk, which talked about the requirement of 2 silver coins, is specifically referring to an isle and ram, and therefore, since we're not referring to that type of an animal when it comes to these two types of karbanos, therefore, it does not have to be worth that much.